Thanks again to Greg Overbeck for stopping by with this incredible food, which I will be eating for the entire rest of the show, assuming Susan Brown, who is now wearing sunglasses for some reason. I look up and you're wearing sunglasses. How did that
even
happen?
It's summer, man. Oh, it's summer, baby.
All right.
We're cool.
We'll be eating all of my food if I don't get to it first. Well, no, don't take them off.
Okay. I'll keep the summer. Yeah.
If you're gonna put the summer shades
I'm gonna do
on, then
it, right?
Yeah.
No, I have to take them off.
You can't throw shade in here. You actually can. You probably should after
right?
I said that. Susan Brown joins us now from the Chapel Hill Public Library. And over and above the fact that it's chaos in the studio because we got all this great stuff from 411 West and everyone's in here eating, there's a lot of chaos at the library because A, you're moving a whole bunch of books around, and B, you're getting ready for the kickoff of the summer reading program, which is Friday, right?
And summer is just the awesome, busy,
and summer
insane
is awesomeness,
time that
right,
we love.
Right,
so,
as evidenced by the sunglasses.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. So, first of all, pardon me.
And second of all.
And thirdly, Aaron, you know, the last couple weeks.
This show is complete chaos today,
no,
and I'm loving
weeks,
it.
I rolled
it's
in
great.
Like 10 seconds before I go on the air.
Right.
I heard the 411 West
immediately, like,
was
handed
be
a
here.
Plate full of food.
Well, no, today I showed up like 5 minutes
yes.
early
oh,
because
yeah,
there's just food
because
everywhere.
There's food everywhere, yeah.
So,
going
yes.
quick.
Most of the chaos of moving the books is over.
Good.
You eat and I'll talk. There we go.
That's happening right now.
Starting last week, we started our project. We actually moved over 20,000 books. 20,000.
Wow.
Just saying. Just think about that for a moment. And by we, I mean other people. No,
yes,
I did move
yes.
some. It was awesome.
Wait, how many did you move?
A lot.
Like 6,000. Okay.
Maybe not. Probably not. No. So folks that were in last week saw lots of chaos. Folks that were in yesterday saw a little bit of chaos. And right now, pretty much everything is in place. So
okay.
what we did was we set out to make the experience in the library, in our stacks, mostly in our fiction right now, better. So thanks to our great staff, a crew of local contractors from Fox Construction, who we hired, and an amazing army of volunteers of all ages and abilities. Everybody came and pitched in. We achieved that.
Awesome.
So we did this crazy thing. It's good. This is revolutionary, Aaron. Get ready
yes,
for it.
I'm ready.
What we did was we took all of our fiction collection, which
uh-huh.
is giant.
Yes.
And we put it in alphabetical order
what?
From A to Z in one long line, all on the same shelves, all facing the same way.
That's incredible.
It's crazy, right?
Oh, man. Who needs Bernie Sanders now? We've had a revolution.
I love it. So when you come in now, you can really easily see fiction A to Z. Mm-hmm. Right next to that is mystery A to Z. Those are
okay.
our two biggest fiction collections.
Mm-hmm.
And then up front from that, on lower shelves, we put like things together. So things on shiny round discs. Music
nice.
And DVDs and audiobooks are all on short shelves, grouped together.
Awesome.
And then we did things like we moved large print up front.
Okay.
On shorter shelves, and we also when we shifted this, we realized that for large print we didn't have to shelve on the bottom. So often large print readers are a little bit older. Often they have some mobility issues. So now they don't have to bend all the way down.
Very
so we've
nice.
Made the experience better on several levels.
That's cool.
What we're working on now is some really great signage. So we are what we call prototyping signage. We've got some temporary signage hung before we invest the money to do paint and vinyl or purchasings. We've just got some big paper signs up.
Okay.
So it's a really interesting time. We are so grateful for the folks that helped us. Staff, volunteers, others, and we're so grateful for the community to kind of hanging in there with us because it was crazy.
Yeah.
But we also did it 2 days ahead of schedule. We finished a full 2 days before we thought we would.
That's really cool. So were you planning on finishing like on Thursday and then the summer reading kickoff
yes.
was the next day?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yes, so
riding on the ragged
right?
edge of crazy end
roll.
Of the week. Yeah,
that's
but you finished 2 days in advance, so
we did
all good.
So we're looking for lots of feedback, and
yes.
we'll be asking folks what they think about it, and observing folks. And of course, we tend not to rest on our laurels, so we'll be looking for. We think that we made this a whole lot better, and then we'll start saying, well, how can we make it even better?
Yeah. So with the signage, are you like beta testing signs?
We
like,
are.
So like different. different kinds of paper signs to...
Well, what we have right now is we're trying to see, can we use the architecture of the building, like the functionality, so yes. soffits, columns, walls, mm-hmm. rather than purchasing and installing hanging signs.
Oh, okay.
So yeah. when you come in, you can see we've got big words, like the word fiction in mm-hmm. like, you know, 24-inch letters.
Okay.
On the soffit above where the fiction is.
Nice.
So what we're going to do is then we're going to do some testing. And so get some folks and say, can you find fiction?
Fiction, yeah.
And watch them try and find it.
Okay.
And then we learn from that till we design the final solution.
Although if they've been listening to this, they'll know where to find it when they come in.
So the
in.
First question will be, do you regularly listen to yeah. Aaron in the
and
Afternoon
And if they don't,
Susan?
Then they're automatically disqualified anyway.
Correct. We will shame them,
yes.
and then we
and
will.
And then we will. Okay, I like it.
We don't shame people.
Yes, we do.
Okay. So what's up next?
All right.
More chaos.
Because the summer reading kickoff?
The summer reading. But it's like the best kind of chaos.
No, it really is.
It's so much fun.
I was
right?
there a couple of years ago. We were live on the air. It was so much right. fun.
So it's been pretty great the last
yeah.
2 years. What could possibly make that better?
Science.
Two words.
Uh-oh.
Roller derby.
What?
Yes.
What?
So, yeah. There's going to be roller derby.
What?
At the kickoff.
I'm not doing it again.
So, yes. So, for folks that don't know what the heck we're talking about, uh-huh. roller derby. No, I mean the summer reading kickoff.
Everyone knows about roller derby.
Right.
Let's talk about reading.
We've done summer reading and our summer programming for years now. For the last, this will be the third year, mm-hmm. we have kicked it off in a big way with a summer kickoff party. We had WCHL there the first year.
Yeah.
We've often had performances. We'll do like the touch a truck kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
We've had all kinds of things. And this year, we just decided to look for some new partners. We've had
okay.
great partners, and
mm-hmm.
many of them are coming back. I think Kidzu will be there. I think the fire department will be there with the fire truck, but we have some new things coming. So the Bouncing Bulldogs will be there performing.
Nice.
Roller derby. There's a roller. I think it's the Durham, maybe roller derby girls are coming, and they're going to do a roller derby demo in the big circle drive there.
Okay. Is it the There's a Durham roller derby because there's the one in Cary, right?
Maybe it's, I don't know.
I
it's a
Cary,
triangle
yeah.
area derby,
yeah,
roller
yeah.
derby team.
Yep.
And they're going to do a demo. Bouncing Bulldogs. We're going to do some things like set up a pop-up mini disc golf course.
Nice.
So, like, I think we're going to have three or four of the disc golf things and some people showing you how to do that.
Okay.
I think we have...
not where people are, like, walking through and...
No.
Okay.
No.
That just took me back to college right
coming.
There.
Yeah, there's a local... Oh, we have some UNC athletes coming.
Nice.
I'm not sure what they're going to do. Hang out, do cool stuff, show kids how to dribble.
Roller derby.
Right,
there
soccer.
Yep.
There's all kinds of other stuff. So that is Friday from 2 till 6.
Yep, everyone's invited.
Drop by anytime.
Yes.
We will have some free things like water, lemonade, popsicles, and popcorn. And
nice.
Then we have some food trucks. So Loco Pops.
Awesome.
I think maybe the trolley stuff. Stop, maybe
okay.
Meadow. I don't know
There's
the details.
There's going to be food trucks, it's going to be awesome.
Yes.
It's going to be free, and it's going to be crowded.
Free.
So parking is there, but there's also parking elsewhere.
There is. So folks can park at the library.
Mm-hmm.
Folks can also park in the lower part, and we will have a sign there of the FastMed parking lot. They've been super nice and said, yes, you can have our lower lot.
Awesome.
You can park on Franklin Street next to Sherwin-Williams, not in Sherwin-Williams, in that abandoned thing there that
yes.
might someday be a Dunkin' Donuts, so I hear. Who knows?
Oh, really?
Maybe.
That's new.
I'm not sure.
You heard it here first, folks.
You can park in that lot. And thanks to our dear friends in transit and the folks at Phillips Middle School, we're going to run a shuttle.
Oh,
so
wow.
you can park in that lot that's kind
of
between Phillips and Estes.
Yes, yeah.
And there's going to be a shuttle running constantly between there
that.
And the library.
All right, very
so
nice.
So we have like... 1,500 people came to this thing last
yeah,
year.
It's a huge
big event,
crowd.
And
yeah.
it's super fun.
Yeah.
And it's not going to rain.
It's going to be beautiful,
oh,
yep.
And we'll have a misting tent, too.
Oh, perfect, because it's going to be 90 degrees as
yeah.
well. So go there, no rain, misting tent, food trucks, roller derby, reading, and more.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's going to be super
cool. And you
cool.
can sign up for our summer challenge. So that's
yes.
the other thing we're
yeah,
doing.
Yeah, so talk about the summer challenge.
We've sort of tweaked
it
a bit.
The party in the first
right.
place.
I just you just said the
summer
point of the
challenge.
Party.
Yeah.
Having a party is the point. You don't need any other
okay,
point.
That's true.
So
yes. The summer challenge is in existence in order so that we can have a party.
It's like the byline of Highlights Magazine. It's fun with a purpose.
All right.
There you go.
There you go.
So the party's fun. The whole summer programming is fun, but it's purposeful, too. So We have expanded our summer reading program this year to make it our summer challenge. And the tagline for that is read more, do more, learn more. So there's still summer reading. That is the core of the program. And we are encouraging people of all ages, kids, teens, and adults, to read for 20 hours the whole summer, 30 minutes a day.
That's doable.
You get prizes when you sign up. You get prizes at 5, 10, and 15 hours, and a prize at 20 hours, plus entered into prize drawings.
Nice. Are then the prizes different for kids, teens, adults?
There are. Nice. There are. And they're really nice prizes. So pool passes and gift cards and all kinds of things. Then the other side of the reading log, which I brought you a reading log so you can sign up, Ooh. Is our Do More Challenge. And the idea is that reading is a great way to learn and is really, really important. But there's also a big trend in experiential learning mm-hmm. and also being active. So the other side of this is we're saying do more. So we have planted some categories, but people can do their own thing. So go see a movie on the Wallace deck. Go visit the Moorhead. Go take a hike. Go visit the Seymour Center. All kinds of things. And you do 10 of those, and you are also entered into a prize drawing.
And there's different categories. There's discover, move, create, taste, explore, and science.
Science!
Which is a verb in this case.
I know, right?
Because all the other five are.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I knew you would notice that. So
it's got an exclamation point as well.
Yep.
Yep.
So we're framing it this year as a summer challenge. So we are challenging people to commit to reading 20 hours. We're challenging you to going out and doing 10 things all around town. And here's the cool thing. When you sign up, you come in and you get a log and we just get your name and your email. But this year, and I don't have a picture of it with me, and picture wouldn't make any sense
make
on the radio anyways.
Radio anyway.
When you walk in the library, there's that big wall where we usually have these like four or five big posters. We uh-huh. took those down and we have spelled out the word read in giant outlined in painter's tape.
Okay.
And everybody that signs up, you put your name on a little red square of paper and we're filling in those words
oh, nice.
As a way to measure
okay.
how many people are taking the challenge. And they're big. So we filled up R. We'll fill up E soon. So technically the program starts Friday. Mm-hmm. We've already signed up like 500 or 600 people.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's
so
really
it's big.
Cool.
It gets bigger every year. It's
yeah.
super fun.
Oh, I like
it. I challenge you, Aaron.
All right. I'm doing it.
To read more, do more, and learn more, if that's even possible.
I'm working my way through two books right now, even as we speak. So I should be able to knock this out pretty quick.
Yeah. And the other thing I brought that you can just keep here
okay.
and peruse and talk about whenever it's appropriate
Will do.
Is summer reading is for all ages, mm-hmm. but we have a great focus on K-12 learning. So we have programs all summer for kids and families. You can grab one of these at the library or it's on our website. We have performances, we have movies, we have activity clubs for kids, we have book clubs for kids, we have a Zumba and a yoga and a martial arts program. These are all summer long. It's a great way to keep kids and families engaged. Many of them, the performances, we do twice an afternoon. So we'll do a 2:00 and a 4:00 because they're so popular.
Mm-hmm.
And if your kid's nap runs over or whatever, you don't have to wake them up
later,
at 2:30.
Yeah.
You can come at 4. So yep. I'm going to leave this with you.
Okay.
To guide your summer.
And then for this Read More Challenge, this thing, it's like the sort of game board that you fill in. So for
yes.
every 30 minutes that you read, you fill in one of these squares, and then you get up to 20 hours.
That's how you track your reading.
And then you yep. claim a prize.
All yes.
right. Awesome. So how can people find out more? ChapelHillPublicLibrary.org is the website. Is that the go-to place for everything?
You got it.
All right.
And soon, we will be launching a new website.
Ooh.
That's a whole nother show.
All right.
Soon.
All right. Is it still going to be ChapelHillPublicLibrary.org? Or is it going
yes.
to be like a whole new website as well?
It's going to be SusanBrownPlayground.org. The center of the universe.
All right.
AllTheGoodThings.org. No, it's going to be ChapelHillPublicLibrary.org.
Okay. But just like a whole new design and everything.
Yeah.
So awesome.
Yeah.
We'll look forward to that. So head on the line right now, ChapelHillPublicLibrary.org. Find out more about the summer reading program, all these cool events that are happening. Again, what is it? Read more, do more, learn more. So all three things together this summer. And you're going to have an awesome summer.
Yes.
Cool. So before we let you go, it's uh-huh. 4:48. We got to recommend some books.
Okay.
Cool. So what's
inspired
our theme?
By summer?
Inspired by summer. Yes.
Summer
go
reading.
For it. Yep.
Okay. So I was thinking on the way over here because I hadn't thought about it before because mm-hmm. I didn't have time today.
Right.
Because there was chaos.
Because there was
and
chaos.
That's okay.
Yes.
And I'm now thinking about the books. I'm talking so
no,
I can
okay.
remember.
Do you want
the
me
books.
To go first?
No, I
got
it.
One.
I'm good.
Okay,
I'm good.
Yes.
So summer reading. I was thinking about summer blockbuster movies and summer blockbuster reading. So summer is the time for big movies and reading lots. So I suggest reading the book versions of some blockbuster movies. Okay. So if you've never read Jaws, I know that sounds weird. You may not want to read it at the beach. It's a great book,
though. Good beach reading.
Read Jaws. If you've never read the book version of Jurassic Park.
I was thinking Jurassic Park.
It's such a good book.
Yeah, oh, God, it's so good.
I mean, there's the obvious ones now with the Hunger Games and all of those. Right. But I'm thinking Jaws, Jurassic Park, another one came to mind, even like spy novel. Oh, like the Bourne Identity.
Oh, Bourne Identity.
Those are great books. Again, blockbuster,
Godfather,
big action movies.
Yep.
Right. Many of them are based on books, and many of the books are just as good or better than the movies.
Okay.
Boom.
And if you're really into Star Wars, get into the extended universe and just read about all of that. Or Star Trek counts
Star Trek,
now. We've
got
the blockbusters back. Yeah, that works. Okay, so I'm not going to recommend anything summer-related. What I'm going to do is recommend the book that I'm currently reading right now, and that's my summer project. I got a couple hundred pages left in this monstrosity. It's like 750 pages long, but it's such a good read. It's so relevant now. I'm reading through this book and it's like, oh man, this is what this author is describing is happening today in much the same way. It's a book by David Halberstam, who is, I don't know how it's pronouncing the last name right, H-A-L-B-E-R-S-T-A-M, as a historian, author, popular journalist, I think, but he wrote a book about 25 years ago called The 50s.
The 50s. Such a good book.
Oh my God, it's so
such
good.
A good book, yes.
It's just so comprehensive and just incredibly fun to read, and it reads fast. And you read that book, and it's just, it's unbelievable how today's events and historical events that are happening now are just mirroring what happened 60 years ago in the 50s. It's just, it really is fun to read.
That's a great pick.
Yeah. I like it.
You'll probably get all your 20 hours done with that book.
I probably will. Well,
you'll only
I'm not going to cheat. I've got a couple hundred pages left, and I'll just count the 200 pages that I have
closed.
Left to read.
We trust you.
Okay, good. I'm done. Look.
That's right.
All right. ChapelHillPublicLibrary.org is the website. Find out more about the summer reading program, all the events that they got going on all summer long at the library. Head to the library from 2 to 6 p.m. on Friday for food trucks, activities, games, roller derby, Carolina athletes, and a whole lot more. Everyone's invited to help kick off the summer reading program. It's a huge party. It's a lot of fun. Susan Brown, thank you so much.
Stay cool, man.
All right. She put the shades back on, by the way. After having them off for the entire time, she put them back on.